CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Stocks traded sharply lower all day after the Labor Department reported employers added just 73,000 new jobs last month. Here's CBS's Jason Brooks.
Even more glaring than the softer-than-expected gain of 73,000 jobs in July are downward revisions to May and June that slashed 258,000 jobs, leaving a combined gain of only 33,000 jobs for the 2 months, the weakest three-month gain for the economy since the pandemic erupted in 2020.
Moments ago on social media, President Trump wrote, "In my opinion, today's jobs numbers were rigged in order to make the Republicans and me look bad." Trump today fired the Labor Department official in charge of compiling the jobs report. Here's CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
Monthly jobs reports have a way of being revised either up or down on a fairly regular basis. And the business community, those that track these numbers closely, have long said, can we really trust this number anyway if a few months later you're going to come back and tell us, in fact, there weren't that many people hired or more people were hired than initially thought?
Our northern neighbor is adjusting to Trump's punitive tariffs. Here's CBS's Natalie Brand.
While negotiations are continuing with top trading partners Mexico and China, President Trump increased the tariff on Canadian goods to 35%, citing a lack of cooperation in curbing the flow of fentanyl.
We're seeking the best deal for Canadians.
Prime Minister Mark Carney, pushing back in a statement, wrote Canada accounts for only 1% of U.S. fentanyl imports. He went on to say Canadians will be our own best customer, creating more well-paying careers at home.
You hear it at the beginning of PBS programs.
Funding for this program was made possible by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and by annual financial support from viewers like you.
But that will soon come to an end. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting today said it will close on September 30th. President Trump has given new orders to some submarines. Here, CBS's Tom Hansen.
President Trump has taken to Truth Social, saying that he is sending, quote, two nuclear submarines to be positioned in the appropriate regions just in case these foolish and inflammatory statements are more than just that.
The president's special envoy, Steve Witkoff, was in Gaza today. Here's Robert Berger from Jerusalem.
This was a five-hour visit, pretty long visit today by Witkoff and the U.S. ambassador to Israel, Mike Huckabee, but it's short on details. Witkoff said that the visit helps the U.S. craft a plan to deliver food and medical aid to the people of Gaza.
The Dow today closed down more than 1%. NASDAQ closed down about 2%. S&P 500 about 1.5%. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles with a quick news update. The air quality alert now runs through tomorrow. The DNR has extended the air quality advisory through noon tomorrow due to smoke from Canadian wildfires. Officials say people should limit outdoor activity and those with health issues should be especially careful. Conditions are slowly improving, with another update possible later today. Yesterday, First District Congressman Brian Stile was met with boos and tough questions on issues like tariffs, immigration, and the Gaza conflict. During his answers, there were chants and jeers highlighting frustration over his backing of Trump policies. A judge has sentenced Maxwell Anderson to life in prison without parole for the killing of Sade Robinson. Anderson maintained his innocence, and his attorney says they'll appeal the verdict. A 14-year-old girl was rescued after going underwater in Lake Michigan last night in Racine. She's now in critical condition at Children's Hospital. She was swimming off Kerry Hogle Park. In an effort to save money, Sturtevant may eliminate its police department and instead use the Racine County Sheriff's Office. The plan aims to cut costs and lower taxes without reducing public safety. That's according to Village Board member Jason Engel. There's no timeline yet on a vote. And Boys to Men are highlighting Celebrate Wisconsin Day at the State Fair in West Allis. You can get a full rundown of the events at wistatefair.com. The fair features new upgrades like a renovated dairy building. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at wrjn.com.
The Packers prepare for family night. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Green Bay with another practice in pads before tomorrow night's family night inside Lambeau Field. On defense, it appears that Keyshawn Nixon and newcomer Nate Hobbs are in the lead as the two defensive backs at corner. Baseball, the Brewers against the Nationals tonight in Washington, D.C. Jose Quintana against the Nationals left-hander Mitchell Parker. The Brewers making some moves before the trade deadline, including sending pitcher Nestor Cortez to San Diego for outfielder Brandon Lockride. It looks like Jackson Churio will be out for a while with a hamstring injury. Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I mean, we're hanging in there. That's all there's to it. We've been injured all year long, whether it's, you know, the guys that the 12 pitchers that weren't available when we started, you know, the Mitchell, the Perkins, the guys we've been without. We're out with Sal for a while. Hopefully we're not without Churio, you know, like all that stuff.
That's the Brewers manager, Pat Murphy, with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
The weather is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644. Nothing shouts independence like the freedom and relaxation of the open road. But sometimes that road gets crowded, and unfortunately, accidents can happen in a split second on a motorcycle. So if you're ever injured or in an accident, phone the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644, and trust an experienced, compassionate, and aggressive attorney to protect your rights. That's 888-999-6644 or online at hoglawyer.com.
Areas of wildfire smoke still sticking around in spots, otherwise mostly sunny skies and highs a bit more mild in the upper 70s. Winds are barely moving, and overnight tonight, patchy fog is possible. And tomorrow, blue skies are expected with highs scraping the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 72.
Baby, everything is all right. Outside, clean outside. Timeless Hands, WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, how do you get promoted at work? Let me help you. Here's how you do it. First, you're going to need a time machine. You need to go back in time and make sure your parents give you an easy-to-say name. If you're hoping to be promoted at work, consider changing your last name to something easy like Smith or Sherman or Jones. A study out of Melbourne University and the New York University Stern School of Business showed that people with simple names enjoy quicker career advancement because hard-to-pronounce names inspire negative reactions from superiors.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
Radio Park to Johnson Park, local news and timeless hits.
Listen to me, baby, you gotta understand. Hey-ya. You're old enough to know the makings of a man. Hey-ya. Listen to me, baby, it's hard to settle down. Hey-ya. Am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end. Baby, that's you. Won't you wait? But till then, when I see the lips begging to be kissed, stop. I can't stop.
No, I can't stop myself. My lips striking again.
Just taking over my one-track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
gravel in the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then, if she gives me a sign that she wants to make.
Timeless Hits, WRJN, Sunshine Surf and the Beachside Oasis. North Beach never looked so good, and you can catch Dan Marcus's Sand and Surf Report with beach and water updates, airing a few times daily between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m., and it's all brought to you by Anton Painting and Decorating, bringing bold color wherever you need it.
Today's big deal of the day starts with a sip at Esperanza Coffee Collective. Whether it's bold coffee, refreshing teas, or ice-cold agua frescas, Esperanza is all about flavor, good vibes, and fueling your next great moment. This is more than your next coffee stop. It's your gateway to something deliciously different. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the Big Deals banner and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
It's time to get moving. Regain your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Cruise the parks, hit the festivals, catch a ball game, and soak up the sunshine with your own Golden or Pride power scooter and power chair. Easily foldable and transportable for every adventure. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider offers flexible care credit plans and expert service to keep you moving. Go for a test drive today. Visit the showroom across from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. Easy Mobility Solutions. Get moving and enjoy the ride.
For over 50
50 years, Ferraro's has been Racine's go-to for comfort food that hits the spot. From classic pizzas and golden fried chicken to hot sandwiches and stuffed calzones, every bite satisfies. This August, things are heating up with the Hot Honey Pizza, your favorite Ferraro's pepperoni pizza, topped with a bold sweet drizzle of hot honey for the perfect kick. It's a limited time twist you don't want to miss. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road just north of Taylor Avenue.
If pain is stopping you from doing what you love, Racine Disc Center is ready to help. They offer revolutionary therapies you won't find at other providers, including a genuine disc decompression table, a Class 4 robotic laser, and more. Dr. Tostrup has amazing success with people who have lived with pain for years and tried almost everything, including chiropractic care for sciatica, severe back, neck, and knee pain, migraines, auto injuries, and more. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go when you thought there was no hope.
There's still plenty of warm weather on the way, so make sure that you keep it cool all summer long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right, for just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in perfect shape all season long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
WRJN presents one more week of Racine Raiders football as the Raiders continue on to the league championship game this Saturday against the Detroit Ravens. Racine Raiders football and the championship game, 5:45, the pregame this Saturday, 6 o'clock the kickoff from Detroit. And Racine Raiders football again being sponsored by our Harmony Club, providing social day programs for older adults. Rasmussen's Diamonds providing Racine beautiful stories for 125 years. Time and Again Music and More, Sturtevant's final destination. Kelly Friesema of EXP Realty and Tropical Smoothie Cafe. You're on Tropic Time. The Racine Raiders play for the league championship this Saturday on WRJN.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
Soy María.
Timeless Hits, WRJN, and now a song from the Bee Gees. Now, years after this next song was released, they would become one of the most popular disco acts, but in the 1960s, they were known for ballads. From 1967, it's the Bee Gees, To Love Somebody, on WRJN.
There's a light, a certain kind of light. To love somebody the way I love you. In my parade, I see your face again. Somebody, the way I love you.
Don't know much about
Timeless Hits, WRJN, your trusted source for local news, just got stronger. WRJN and the Racine County Eye are now working together to deliver the most complete local coverage in the county. Hear it on WRJN. Read it in depth at RacineCountyEye.com. Now let's get you into that WRJN Radio Park newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The air quality alert now runs through tomorrow. The DNR has extended the air quality advisory through noon tomorrow due to smoke from Canadian wildfires. Officials say people should limit outdoor activity and those with health issues should be especially careful. Conditions are slowly improving with another update possible later today. It was a tense town hall in Elkhorn. Yesterday, 1st District Congressman Brian Stile was met with boos and tough questions on issues like tariffs, immigration, and the Gaza conflict. During his answers, there were chants and jeers highlighting frustration over his backing of Trump policies. Stile did comment about the situation at his home last week when protesters gathered outside of his house with a cardboard coffin. WISN 12 News reports those protesters said the coffin symbolized their disappointment with the legislation Stile supports. A 14-year-old girl was pulled from Lake Michigan after going underwater and not resurfacing while swimming at Kerry Hogle Park in Racine. Paramedics were able to get her pulse back and rushed her to the hospital for treatment. She's now in critical condition at Children's Hospital. Racine police and county sheriff's deputies also helped in the rescue, which happened about 50 feet from the shore. Cream puffs are getting cranked out faster. This year's state fair features the renovated dairy building, which was the original name of the facility when it first opened in 1909. More recently, it's been called the Cream Puff Pavilion. After nearly a year and a $12 million upgrade, the building now has a better bakery to produce the fair's famous cream puffs. It also makes it easier to make them with new flavors. Boys to Men are the headliners tonight. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com. There's still plenty of warm weather on the way, so make sure that you keep it cool all summer long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right. For just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in perfect shape all season long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Of wildfire smoke still sticking around in spots, otherwise mostly sunny skies and highs a bit more mild in the upper 70s. Winds are barely moving, and overnight tonight, patchy fog is possible. And tomorrow, blue skies are expected with highs scraping the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 72.
Pajama rolled out of bed and she ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout and started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what did mama saw? It was against the law. Ooh, the mama looked down and spit on the ground every time her name gets mentioned. Papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Take me away, but the press let the story leak.
Now when the radical preach come to get me released, we's all on the coroner's wing, and I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going, I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rosie, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
News and Timeless Hits, WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman. Brett Hoffman is here from Marcus Theaters to tell us about all the new movies opening up this weekend. Brett?
Well, the first movie is The Bad Guys 2, rated PG. It's Universal's sequel to the 2022 movie The Bad Guys. In this movie, the bad guys are struggling to find trust and acceptance in their newly minted lives as good guys. But then they're pulled out of retirement and forced to do one last job by an all-female squad of criminals. The voice talent is stacked in this one, including Sam Rockwell, Craig Robinson, Awkwafina, and more. The next movie is The Naked Gun, rated PG-13 from Paramount. This is a funny slapstick comedy with Liam Neeson playing Frank Drebin Jr. and Pamela Anderson in a starring role as well. Only one man has his particular set of skills to lead the police squad to save the world. And Neon is putting out an R-rated body horror movie called Together. Real-life husband and wife Dave Franco and Allison Brie pay a couple that, years into relationship, find themselves at a crossroads and moving across the country. The couple stumbles upon a force that creates an unnatural pull between them. Summer is still hot at the movies, so go check out one of these great stories on the big screen.
All right, Brent, it's Brent Hoffman of Marcus Theaters, and I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Pretty as a midsummer's morn.
some plans for the night, and then you stop and say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. You always keep me guessing. I never seem to know what you are thinking. And if a fella looks at you, it's for sure your little eye will be a-winking. I get confused, cause I don't know where I stand. And then you smile and hold my hand. Love is kinda crazy with a spooky little girl like you.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hints, WRJN, where you can step back to the golden age of music with Music of the Stars. It's Sunday morning, 7 till noon. Lou Regani spins classics from the legends who came before rock, Frank Sinatra, Glenn Miller, and more. It's all woven into stories and themes you won't want to miss. It's Music of the Stars, Sunday morning at 7 on WRJN.
Rescue me.
Yeah.
And timeless hits on WRJN. Well, last week in Kenosha was the big AMC homecoming. All the AMC cars were in town. And this week you can go to our website, WRJN.com, and answer our You're the Judge poll question. This week's question is, what was your favorite AMC car? Check it out at WRJN.com. You're the Judge is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides, at 888-999-6644.
Summer means kickstands up, and the Hog Lawyer reminds you that it's not only important to get your motorcycle ready for the warm road ahead, it's equally important that you are properly insured. So call the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644. That's 888-999-6644 for a free, no-obligation review of your current policy. Better safe than sorry, and with over 50 years of road-tested experience, the Hog Lawyer knows his stuff. Visit him online today at hoglawyer.com.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
The Milwaukee Brewers have partnered with GovX to offer 50% off select tickets to active duty military, veterans, first responders, government employees, and teachers at Sunday through Thursday games, courtesy of Vortex. Visit brewers.com/govx.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org, insured by NCUA.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
keeping you connected to your local community with real news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The 174-year-old Wisconsin State Fair is underway and is a finalist for USA Today's 10 Best list. Could it be the Cream Puffs? Here's Christy Chuckle with the fair.
The Cream Puffs was created to showcase the dairy industry in Wisconsin.
The story of Cream Puffs never gets old, and now renovations of the former Cream Puff Pavilion, renamed the Dairy Building, will show off a new kitchen and more.
Watch them being made right there, right before you buy them. That's why they're so delicious.
The bakers known as Team Cream Puff will be able to crank out more than 400,000 during the fair. They're even adding chocolate cream puffs for the first time. And it turns out there's a secret to eating them.
Just twist, open it. It doesn't necessarily squish all over, but some people just like to go for it.
So go for it and enjoy the tasty history of the state fair. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
There she was, just a walking down the street singing. Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good, she looked fine. She looked good, she looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Single day singing.
For 98 years, WRJN has brought you local news and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 5, and we'll get you into the WRJN Radio Park newsroom. Then it's Milwaukee Brewers baseball, so I'm going to step aside and I'll talk to you again Monday afternoon at 2. Have a great night.
Thank you.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. We begin with breaking news. Four people have been killed in a shooting in Montana, and police are now searching for the shooter. The latest from CBS's Jim Crisula.
The midday shooting happened at a bar in Anaconda, a town of about 10,000 people in southwestern Montana. Police, including federal agents, are searching for a 45-year-old man from Anaconda who is the suspected gunman. His house has been cleared by a SWAT team. The town is on lockdown.
It wasn't quite a bloodbath, but it was a day deep in the red on Wall Street. Here's CBS News contributor Javier David.
The investor move today was really foul. Markets really underappreciated the downside risks associated with both weakening labor market and global trade environment that still remains very, very uncertain.
The stocks dropped after the Labor Department reported employers added just 73,000 new jobs in July. That's much lower than expected. On social media, President Trump wrote, "In my opinion, today's jobs numbers were rigged in order to make the Republicans and me look bad." He's now firing the Labor Department official in charge of compiling the jobs report. Reaction from Wyoming Republican Senator Cynthia Lummis.
If the president is firing the statistician because he doesn't like the numbers, but they are accurate, then that's a problem.
The president today said he's ordered the deployment of two nuclear submarines in response to, quote, highly provocative comments by a senior Russian